Bone Boy Speaks, episode 664, More Than Just Cartoons.
A lot has been written over the last week or so about the death of Saturday morning cartoons. Now, there are some that would even say that really Saturday morning cartoons kind of ended in 2008, really. But that's a, when it died kind of doesn't really matter. And the fact that we're mourning it now is an interesting problem, right? And so the question is, why is it such a culturally significant thing to, people of my generation, at least, right? It's something that, and trying to understand why that was, why we all are, reacting the way we are about it. And I think for me, right, it was the fact that I got to choose what was on television. Back then, you had maybe three choices for, which Saturday morning cartoon you were going to watch. And I had my, my schedule plotted out about which ones I was going to watch on which networks. And then I got upset when they got, when things got preempted or moved around or Lord knows the new season came out and they replaced my favorite cartoon with something else. But really, I think what defined that particular thing was that it was a specific time. It was gonna be Saturday morning, and that was my time to get to choose what was on the television, and I got to get up and have sugary cereal if I had any. I didn't always have any, but just get up and, watch television. And that was, and the rest of the time I had was at the whim of my parents as to what they wanted to watch. And I think other people had their own Saturday morning rituals that they had. And I think there's, the other aspect of it is that as we get older, I think, we have a fondness for things that happened in the past. I actually watched a compilation of, opening themes from the Super Friends, which is what one of the shows I used to get up and watch it. And I remember it was on at like 7 o'clock in the morning. And, over the time that show was on, it evolved, and there's, the later versions of it, I don't think I saw. They were, the openings were completely new to me, but really, the animation back then was not that great, right? And also too, because of the laws that had changed, a lot of the cartoons were basically just advertisements for either sugary cereal, toys or, something else, right? And so that it created an audience for animation, right? To be able to, capture people's imaginations or whatever, have all these cartoons and give them, and then have it supported by advertisers because, the advertisers are paying for, the content to an extent, then it's going to be out there and the kids like to watch it because that was, that was what was available. Of course, nowadays it's very different. Everybody can watch anything, anytime, anywhere by themselves on their own personal screens. And so I wonder what my kids are going to mourn in 30 years, right? The loss of, because, the technology, and it may even happen quicker than it took Saturday morning cartoons to die. Saturday morning cartoons have been around. They started well before I was born and ended, well after, I'm still here. So my kids, I don't know what they're going to mourn the loss of. It could be something like that. It could be anything, but it's really just kind of about, it's not about the cartoons, right? It's about the ritual, the time and the place. The animation almost was, inconsequential. Although there's a couple of those shows I saw that, I think there's various compilations on YouTube of different Saturday morning cartoon theme songs or whatever. And I'm like, oh yeah, I remember that one, or what the heck was that one or whatever. And they just, so everybody has their own favorite ones, I'm sure, from different times in their life. But you look back on them now, and of course they're pretty crappy, but my God, they were our crap and we got to choose to watch them. And because back in those days, that was a rare thing. Now there's choices everywhere, and, it's, Not saying that society is better or worse for it, but it's just yes, it's still a you know, marking a, you know, the end of something that was important, I think, to a lot of people in at least in my generation and possibly the generation before.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.